Welcome back to the OU's Mishneh Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, covering for Rabbi Weinreb, and today we are continuing our studies in the ninth chapter of Maseches Nazir. Yesterday we left off with the interesting phrase, Raglayim Ladavar, that the matter has a basis, a reason to expect that it is a certain way. So today we're going to be continuing with two more Mishnayos that revolve around the phrase Raglayim Ladavar, and that's why they're mentioned here, even though they're a little bit off topic for Nazir, because that's the way of the Mishnah, that things that mnemonically go together are often placed together. So, let us begin with Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi meis betchila, mushkav kedarko. If somebody finds a single corpse, he's digging a road or something to that effect, and he digs up a body, not lo v'es tivusaso. He's allowed to take the corpse with the dirt under it in order to reinter it someplace else. Let's take a quick look in the Bartanura. Hamotzi meis betchila, shlo hayu yadua shahayu sham kever. The people didn't know that there was a grave there. Nobody knew that a body was buried. So he can take it to bury elsewhere, and he has to take the dirt under it that absorbs the bodily fluids. So continuing in the Mishnah, Motza Shnayim, Notlan V'es Tivusason. If he finds two bodies, he can take them both with the dirt under them. Motza Shlosha, Im Yesh Bein Zeh Lezeh Me'arba Amos V'ad Shmoneh, Harizeh Shkunas Kevaros. If he finds three bodies, and there's between one and the next somewhere from 4 to 8 Amos, then we know that it's a graveyard. And if you look in the Bartanura, he clarifies, Klomar, Mikever Rishon Ad Shlishi, Ein Pachos Me'arba Amos, V'lo Yoter Mishmona. So between the first and the third, there's not less than 4 Amos and not more than 8. So not between each body and the next, but between the first and the third. So now, if this is a graveyard, he can't take the bodies and reinter them because they're where they belong. So, what do you do if that's the case? You want to determine if this is in fact a graveyard or not. Bodek hemenu ulahalan estrim ama. He has to measure from there and outwards 20 amos. Motze echad besof efrim ama. Bodek hemenu ulahalan estrim ama. And if you find another body within that perimeter, then you have to measure another 20 amos around and see if there is clear. Now, why do you have to do that? Shiraglayim ladavar. Because there's reason to believe that this is, in fact, a graveyard. The Bartanura explains, Shiraglayim ladavar, Shizoha sadeh asuya likvarim, bahayuba gam ma'aros acheros. So the assumption that has Raglayim Ladavar is that this is a burial yard and that there are going to be other graves there. Umishum Raglayim Ladavar, Tani Kohani Mishnayos Hacha. And because of the Raglayim Ladavar, that's why all these Mishnayos are taught here, as we said. Back in the Mishnah, She'ilu Mitchila Matzo, Notlo V'est Vusaso. The one at the 20 Amos extreme, had you found that first, you could have just taken it and its dirt. But because you found the three bodies, you now have to assume that it's part of a burial yard. Let us continue now with Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet has three halachas, and all of them, again, revolve around the idea that you work with the assumption that we've developed. So the first halacha is, Kol safek nagayim betchila tahor ad shelo nizkak l'tuma. So the first is talking about Nagoyim, talking about Tsaras, that any doubt in a case of Tsaras at the outset is considered clean until a person is declared unclean. So the Bartanura explains, Kol Sofek Nagoyim B'Tchila Tahor, all doubts in a case of Nagoyim, in a case of Tsaras at the outset are considered clean, and gives an example. Kagon, Shnayim Shabo Etzel Kohen. So let's say two people go to a Kohen. So one has a smaller spot, one has a larger spot. And a week later, they each have a size of a cella. So one of them got larger, and one of them stayed the same. And they don't know who has the one that got bigger. They're both considered pure. Even though one of them is certainly impure, somebody's defect increased in size, and that person should be tame, but because we don't know who, since they have the chazakah, since they have the presumption of purity, then in the case of doubt, they get to maintain purity. Back in the Mishnah, Mishinizkak lutuma, sveiko tame. If they have already been declared impure, then a case of doubt, they remain impure. Again, they follow the presumption. And again, the Bartonero gives us the scenario. Kagon shnaim shabo etzel kohen. You've got two people with tsaras who go to a kohen. Bezeh baharas kagris ubezeh kisela. One has the smaller and one has the larger blemish. Ubesov shvua bezeh kisela va'od. Ubezeh kisela va'od. And a week later, they both have a little bit more than a sela. So they both got bigger. They're both tameh. Chazru leyos kisela. And they both go back to be the size of a sela. Even though one of them is definitely clean, because his went back to the size that it was, nevertheless, they are both considered unclean. Because they've already been declared impure. So they both have to go back to the smaller of the two sizes in a case of doubt. Even though one of them is pure, we don't know which, he has to maintain the presumption of impurity. So whatever you've got, that's what we stick with. So that's the first halacha, that we continue with that presumption of status quo when it comes to negayim. Now we have the case of a zav. So b'shiva drachim bodkin es hazav. They inquire when somebody has a discharge about seven matters to see if that might have caused his discharge. And the Bartonero explains, She'im ra machmas ones. If he saw it due to some matter beyond his control, tahor, then he would be pure. The darshinan zav mi basro velo machmas onso. Because a zav has to be because of some internal, some bodily cause, and not because of some external factor that led to a discharge. So this is only ad shelo nizkak leziva. They only inquire about these seven things until he's been declared a zav. So what are the seven things? B'maychel u'b'mishte, whether he ate something or drank something, or perhaps ate or drank to excess. B'masa, if he carried a heavy burden. U'kufitza, if he jumped. U'b'choli, if he was ill. U'b'mare, maybe he saw something. U'b'hirhor, maybe he thought about something. So any of these things would be an external factor that would cause a discharge, and he would not be declared a zav. However, Mishinizkak laziva, once he's been declared a zav, ain bodkin oso, then they don't inquire after these matters because it doesn't make any difference. Onso usveko ushichva zaro temein, shiraglaim ladavar. Once he's been declared a zav, an external factor or a case of doubt or a regular seminal emission, all of them would be tame because, as we've said, raglaim ladavar, there's a basis for it. And again, the Bartonero explains, She'ein osa re'ia machmas ones, kevan shekvar nase zav. We assume that emission was not because of an external factor, because we've already established that he's a zav. So reglaim ledavar here means that there's valid reason to assume, even if he saw something or ate something or carried a burden that could bring on an emission, we already know he's a zav. We're going with that logical conclusion. The final halacha in our Mishnah, Hamaka es chavero v'amduhu lamisa. So if somebody struck another person and that person is on his deathbed, it looks like he's going to die. V'heikel mi mashahaya. And then he got better. He improved. V'acher mikan hichvid v'meis. And then he got worse later on and died. Chayev. So the person who struck him is held responsible. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Pater, Rabbi Nechemya says he's not held responsible as a murderer, Shiraglaim Ladavar, because there is a basis to establish that it's not his fault. What's the basis? Let's look again in the Bartonero. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Pater, Shiraglaim Ladavar, Rabbi Nechemya says that he's Pater because there's a basis to depend upon. Shalom Machmas Maka Meis, that he didn't die from the injury, Kivan Sheheikom Mimashahaya, because he was getting better. V'ein halacha k'Reb Nechemya, but the halacha does not follow Reb Nechemya. Now, if you'll take a quick look in the Tosfos Yontif, he actually quotes another opinion where it says Raglaim Ladavar, there's a basis to rely upon. He says Dekoy Atana Kama. He actually says that, or at least he quotes an opinion that's referring to the first opinion in the Mishnah that the person who struck him is responsible. that there's reason to believe that he did die from this injury, because he looked like he was going to die. So I guess this is, you know, why there are lawyers. Each one could say that there's reason to believe logically that he either is or is not guilty. But in any event, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Nechemya, and the person in this instance would be considered responsible for causing the death. That is the end of Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude with Mishnah Hey. That's the end of the chapter. That's the end of the Masechta. And we will also be beginning with Tractate Sota.